The Your Safe Space podcast is recorded on Wurundjeri land. This podcast acknowledges the traditional owners and custodians of the land. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Welcome back to the Your Safe Space podcast, hosted by me, Adele Marie. This is the podcast made for you where you can spill the tea, confess your secrets, or get some big sister advice. Coming up on the show today, an unexpected response from a partner when faced with a potential pregnancy, and what to do when you go back to your ex, but it's not what it seems. Happy Thursday or Friday or whenever you are listening to this episode, guys. Thank you so much for coming back. I hope your week is treating you well. It is, another week into the year. I'm still like, how are we into March and how is it already this day? Bloody wild. The year is flying. You know what they say, time flies when you're having fun. But if you are having a shit week this week, just know it's nearly over. It's nearly the weekend. Keep going. The light is at the end of the tunnel. You're going to be okay. We can start again next week. Now, it's just hit me as well as I'm recording this, because I know what day this episode is going to come out, that we are in my birthday month. And it's very funny because I exactly remember this time last year, I had a full-blown spiral menti B where I was thinking, oh my God, I don't want to turn 30. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm 30. I'm so old, blah, blah, blah. Like I full spiraled out of control. And I made multiple podcast episodes about it. Right now, I'm feeling calm. I'm feeling okay about turning 31. I feel like I'm definitely in my 30s now. I feel like it will solidify that I'm in my 30s. It's not like I can be like, oh, like, you know, I just turned 30. Like I'm early 30s now. And it hasn't hit me yet. I don't know if it will hit me. I don't think it will hit me. I hope it doesn't. And yeah, it's just wild because I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be 31. Anyway, I'm not spiraling right now. No, surely not. If anything, I'm probably due for my Botox appointment. But who knows? There's still time. I might have a mental breakdown coming into the end of this month. Anyway, I am just rambling. We need to get into today's episode. Are you ready for me to spill the tea? All right. Are you guys ready? Hi, Adele. I recently left my long-term relationship because I always struggled with sexual attraction to my partner. I would never initiate sex or feel a strong sexual attraction to him. Once our relationship ended, I slept with 8 guys across 2 months and felt a strong sense of sexual attraction to these other men. I had met most of these guys through Tinder and none of them were looking for anything serious which aligned with what I was looking for also. Go off, sis. This did become rather lonely though, and my ex wanted me back, so I decided to resume our relationship. He was also aware that I had gotten with other people while we were apart. However, since resuming our relationship, I have also continued a sexual relationship with one of the guys I got with during that 2-month period. It is purely a friends with benefits scenario. However, my partner is not aware, and I know that this is cheating. I want to be with my partner because I want a companion, but I don't want to deny myself that sexual connection. All the guys I have a sexual connection with never want anything serious. So what do I do? Do I stay with someone who wants all of me and I'm not attracted to? Or do I chase after a guy who only wants sex? But far out, is the sex really good? Please help. And that's a lot. I was following and I was thinking, yes, get it. You know, right up until the line where you said, my partner is not aware. And like, I'm not a prude. You guys know this. I'm very sex positive. I'm all for it. You want to have fun? Go and have fun. I always will say use protection, be careful, but like always back you. I'm also very happy to like hold space for open relationships or even polyamory, whatever floats your boat. I'm not going to yuck your yum. But I can't get on board when another person is unknowingly being hurt or being put in a situation where like they have no choice in it. And where you are choosing to continue a sexual relationship with somebody else behind his back. Now, I appreciate also that you are aware that it is cheating and that it is wrong and that you are needing to change your behavior. So I'm not going to criticize you or judge you for that. I think you already know that. You're already self-aware. But I really feel like you need to get clarity on what you want first before you do anything. And I even think with your question, you're asking me, who do you pick? I don't think you're actually picking any of them. And I'll get to that in a second. But you need to be brutally honest with yourself about your needs and your wants and your desires and what it is that you're looking for. because it sounds like you're having your partner meet some needs and then you're also having this other guy meet some other needs, or that casual sex meet that those sex needs that you've got. And I personally think your mistake happened when you chose to get back with your ex. Now, I often will say, don't go back to your ex. And I mean, without context, and there are some exceptions to the rule, but going back to an ex, especially out of loneliness, probably not the best decision to make. Okay. It's a bit like leaving a job that you hate and then going back because they offer you more money. You're still going to dislike that job, even though you're getting more money. And the reasons you left and hated the job in the first place is still going to be there, and you're probably going to leave again. I also feel like in your single era, you were kind of thriving there for a little bit, right? You were having casual sex. You were feeling satisfied in that way. And you then felt a bit of loneliness. And if anything, I actually think that was maybe the breakup, like the effects of the breakup hitting you at a later point. And you said while you were pursuing these other guys and just having fun, that that aligned for you. That was what you were looking for. And I was like, yeah, that's so good. I always say live in line with your values, right? But then you went back to your partner who wants something serious when you said that is also not what you wanted. And so I think there's a bit to unpack here, because you said you had always struggled with sexual attraction to your partner. I also have no idea where that comes from or any context there. But I just want you to know that you can find good sexual connection with somebody, or you can create that with somebody, and you can also have them wanting all of you as well. I feel like you maybe have had struggles with your partner in being able to create that sexual chemistry or sexual connection, and so you're just assuming that that's not possible anymore. And then maybe that's why you had to have that those urges met from these other people. I do think you have a couple of choices, and I'm going to give you my thoughts now. Ultimately, though, I do think you need to break up with your partner. Break up with him. Option one is stay single, heal, be alone, be okay being alone, work on that loneliness, work on whatever comes through. I'll also just throw it out there. Maybe having casual sex is not going to make that loneliness go away either. So maybe it's looking at, is there another healthy coping mechanism that I can choose to fill my own cup up, so that then when I am making these choices and when I am being satisfied sexually, I'm also possibly opening myself up to meeting someone who does genuinely want to be with me. You can also just stay single and get it all out of your system and do what you need to do. I don't think that you should be pursuing the good dick man. I don't think so. I know that maybe an unpopular opinion, or maybe it's a popular opinion. I'm going to poll the audience to see what they think as well. But you need to come at a place, or come from a place, where you are happy and healed and working on yourself. And right now, it sounds like you're not coming from that place. The other option, and again, I might be totally out of pocket in saying this, but still, break up with the mans and maybe explore open relationships or polyamory. I know people in open relationships. I know people who practice polyamory and it works for them. The reason why it works is because it's consenting. And it's a consenting way to have your needs met by multiple partners. I would have said pre-cheating. Is this something that you could have openly and honestly discussed with your partner? Maybe you had, I don't know, maybe you had even just discussed like improving your sexual connection anyway. I'm not too sure. But maybe your partner could have had a chance to like step up to the plate before that breakup. On the off occasion that you are really wanting to save the relationship, and if you are wanting to go down that path, you could potentially save it, but I think it would take quite a bit of honesty from you. And I think it would take a lot of patience as well, and a lot of understanding from your partner. And if you did do that, I think you would need to be honest. I think you would need to own up. I think you would need to obviously stop communications with this other guy, stop sleeping with this other guy, even if it's just friends with benefits. Your partner right now doesn't know, and that is the wrong thing. That is breaking his trust. So yeah, it might be, you might be able to save it, you might be able to reconcile it. But as I said, it would take a lot from both of you to get to that point. And you would need to really go 150% all in to make it work and show him that you're willing and show him that you are there to rebuild trust, to rebuild the intimacy, and to rebuild the connection. Anyway, I think stay single. I think that's the best choice right now. Get clear on what you want and then start again. But good luck. There was a lot to unpack there. I'm grateful that you trusted me to do it, and I hope that you can make a decision soon. As always, if you guys have your own confessions, please let me know. I love reading them and I love holding space for you guys. The link for the confessions will always be in the show notes. And come and join the podcast Instagram where I will have some stories up too and I will poll you guys about your thoughts on this episode. All right, now you guys know I'm not a qualified professional. Of course, this podcast does exist for some big sister advice, but it is not intended to be a replacement for professional mental health help. So if you do need that, please check the show notes. Now, before we get into the question of the week, I do want to disclose that this question does discuss pregnancy and abortion, and this may be triggering for some listeners. Please feel free to switch off the episode if you need to. Okay, here's our question. Hey Adele, I love you so much and the show. Thank you. And I am in dire need of some big sister advice. This also might be a bit heavy, so I understand if you don't want to do this on the show, but I really need your help. Recently, I, 23 female, and my partner, 25 male, had a pregnancy scare. My period was late and we have been having unprotected sex. I'm also not on birth control, so my first thought was that I might be pregnant. For some further context, I have always wanted kids. Not right now at this age, but something that my partner knows I see in my future. My partner, on the other hand, was pretty against kids, so much so that at the start of our relationship, I actually said to him that we should part ways over it, because if he didn't see kids in his future and I saw them in mine, then maybe we shouldn't waste our time together. My partner soon after told me that he had thought about it and changed his mind, and he could see a future where he would have kids with me. Now, flash forward to right now, I have done 2 pregnancy tests and they are both negative. But it did bring up the hypothetical question of what we would do if I was actually pregnant. He asked me and I said that I wasn't too sure and that it was more of an if it happened that we would have to talk about it. And because it's not actually happening right now, I don't really know what would happen or what I would want because I think it should be a dual conversation between both of us. He said that this was not the ideal response he wanted from me and that he is firm that he would want me to get an abortion and he was hoping that I would say the same thing. This has rattled me, but I cannot explain why. Something about him saying straight up, "I would want you to abort," made me burst into tears and now I feel uneasy about the whole situation. Am I overreacting over something that isn't even happening and is it normal to find this upsetting? And I hope you are okay. I'm sending you like a big virtual hug. I never want to tell anyone who writes in something like this, especially something so heavy, that they are overreacting. Emotions are normal. Emotions can be heavy. Emotions can be really difficult. And I think this subject is one that is very sensitive and might be extra sensitive to you. So I don't want to dismiss that. I also don't know how I would react if I was in this situation. And my boyfriend said this to me. I think I don't actually have that lived experience. In saying that, the first thought I had is that this is obviously such a friction point for both of you. And I'll unpack that in a second. But my first thought is that if you are both not wanting kids right this second and right now, then there needs to be some kind of protection added in so that you're not having this scenario come up again. Especially if it is such a friction point, whether it is condoms or contraception. I think you do both need to make a choice to kind of protect each other and protect the relationship from that happening again. I also feel that you both had, I'm going to say, valid replies in your own right. Like, I don't want to sit here and say you are right or your partner is right or you are wrong or your partner is wrong. Initially, when I read the question, I was like, oh, I don't really love what he said to you. But then I'm like, and I hope that his delivery was kind and I hope that his delivery was supportive. But he was just saying what he would prefer to do. Like, he wasn't telling you that's what you would have had to have done. And obviously, it's a hypothetical situation as well. And you are both allowed to have your different views on it. Like, that is also okay. I think there might have been some compromise missing from that conversation. I also hope that his reply did come across like that. Like I said, delivery, tone, all of that matters as well. And I hope he framed it as like, this is what I would prefer. It doesn't mean that like you have to do it or I would force you to do it. Like, this is what I would want right here and right now if this was the circumstance. And I think obviously you both had responses where you weren't on the same page about it, okay? Which tells me that another conversation is probably needed. Another conversation is probably needed, firstly, to get on the same page about how you can prevent this situation from happening again. So whether you come up with an agreement to use condoms or whether you come up with an agreement to go into contraception or whatever it is so that you don't have this happening again moving forward. And then I think there needs to be another conversation to reaffirm that you are actually on the same page about having kids, because I don't know if maybe subconsciously you panicked because he had said in the past that he didn't want them. And then he's saying right now that he would want you to get an abortion. So is that then making you think maybe he still doesn't really want them in the future? Like, again, I think he was just saying right now in this moment, like he wouldn't want that right now. And so maybe it's having a conversation around what that time frame looks like. You are 23, he's 25. I'm going to say that he's quite young. And I mean, I know there's people out there who had kids at that age. My mum and dad were like 23 and 25, I'm pretty sure, when they had, or maybe even 23 and 26 when they had me, or maybe even younger. And I think times have also changed. So really getting clear on those time frames. And then also maybe agreeing to when you actually want to start family planning and when you actually want to start trying on purpose to have a baby. Because right now you're in a little bit of limbo possibly. Again, it really does depend in the nature of how the conversation happened. I always try and hope that I try to like give benefit of the doubt and hope that it was in a good way. And again, it's also a hypothetical situation, so it's not actually happening. You never know if it did actually happen. You might have, both of you then might have very, very different reactions in like a real life scenario of that. As for you being upset, again, it's normal. You're allowed to be upset. You're allowed to be sad about it. And again, I don't know either of you, and I don't have past context, and I don't know any more details about the conversation, but it could be that sensitivity about the comments that he made in the past about not having kids. Maybe he wasn't as gentle as you needed him to be. Maybe you felt like it was me versus him instead of like us versus the problem. And if you can relate to any of that, please go back and listen to the episode that I put out on Sunday, because it was about communicating in your relationship and how you can show up better and how you can really get the most out of your partner and like show up for your partner and get the most out of your relationship. So I definitely think it is a chance to check in again and try to work together to get on the same page. I would also love if you can like give us an update. I'm not going to poll the audience on this question because it is sensitive and can be triggering, and I hope that you're okay. Let me know if you do have an update, and let me know if you guys have gotten to a position where you are feeling a little bit better about it and feeling like if it was to happen again, you could tackle it and you could work on it and deal with it together. Because I think that's the key thing here. You know, sometimes it happens in relationships where something comes up or a situation comes up and it's like there wasn't a problem, but now there is. And now it's like, is this going to like cause a wedge between us and divide us? Or is this an opportunity for us to get closer together and for us to be on board and for us to be on the same page and for us to be aligned and for us to get through this like little speed bump together? I'm going to leave it here. I am sending you so much love. I hope that you're okay. And if you guys have your own question, or if you even have had a similar situation and you resonate with this and you want to come and chat, I do put up a thread for every episode in the Facebook group. You can leave a comment on there. And if you have any questions, please also leave it in the link as well. The link is in the notes. I love the polarity. I love the variety. No question is too silly or too small or too heavy. Especially in this circumstance too, I just hope this listener knows if she does need extra support to check the show notes. There'll be some links in there as well. And I never want to say that like this podcast is like a replacement for anything else. I always back professional help. I always want that for you guys. But yeah, I just still love giving you my big sis advice and my big sis tips. All right, I think we can leave it there. I hope that you guys are also enjoying my content on my other platforms. At the time of this episode coming out, I will be in the Cook Islands, and I'm not too sure how much I will have posted, but if you want to stay up to date, go check out my Instagram, go check out my TikTok. On Sunday, I have another amazing episode dropping as well. It is the episode with AJ Papps. It is a very juicy one. This is our, I think, third episode now. And it's really great because I obviously love talking about these things. It's great to have a guy's opinion. And hopefully you guys love that show and episode as well. But I will be back in your ears in real time next week. Thank you so much for listening. As always, when you are listening, please feel free to tag me. Please feel free to tag the podcast and share it on your Instagram stories, because word of mouth helps this podcast more than you know. We are a growing podcast. I have plans to keep growing the podcast, and I love seeing where you listen from. I would also love it if you haven't to go into your Spotify app right now, go to the podcast and go and give me a 5-star rating. I just thought I'm going to ask you guys to do that on my birthday as well as my present. But please give us a rating on Spotify, because then that puts us into the eyes of other people that maybe haven't listened as well. And if you haven't, come join our Instagram. It is Your Safe Space Pod. Join our TikTok, Your Safe Space Pod. Join the Facebook community where all the legends are, Your Safe Space Podcast community. And until next time, I will see you then. I can't wait to be back in your ears next week and give you all the tea from the Cook Islands. This podcast was recorded on Wurundjeri land, hosted by me, Adele Marie. Your Safe Space is a part of the Amplify Podcast Network.